But the virus spreads quietly. For many smaller counties, even a staggered reopening means the resumption of travel and commerce, bringing goods, people, and, quite possibly, coronavirus with them. Those areas have neighbors, said Lori Tremel Freeman, who heads the National Association of County and City Health Officials, that may not be moving at the same pace. Ultimately, the main infection route for rural America is coming from cities, even smaller ones with fewer cases, as happened with Mangum and Tulsa. To avoid a repeat of that, both urban and rural residents need to keep sacrificing, says Brute Dart, executive director of the Tulsa Health Department. His own father, a 91-year-old Air Force veteran, is struggling with the financial and psychological toll of closing down the restaurant bar that he has spent decades building up. It would be breaking my heart to see my business, my livelihood, go down the tubes, Dart says. But once we open up, there will be a surge in cases. And as bad as the economic effects are, we can recover from that. We can't recover from deaths. How long does rural America need to keep enforcing these measures to stay safe? Government analysts, epidemiologists, and local health officials have different answers. All agree that the demographics and hollowed-out health systems of small counties mean there is a danger until there is a vaccine. Nebraska should wait until at least early July to begin relaxing social distancing guidelines, or risk a second wave of infections, according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. The estimate for Kentucky, Idaho, and Oklahoma hovers around mid to late June. But even then, relaxation of social distancing would come with conditions that could be impossible to implement in these areas. Containment strategies that include testing, contact tracing, isolation, and limiting gathering size, according to the researchers. Public health officials in some rural counties are worried they'll be drowned out if emotions overwhelm science before a second wave hits. In Bonner County, Idaho Sheriff Darrell Wheeler released a letter on April 2nd pressing Governor Little to call an emergency session of the state legislature to assess whether public health officials had deceived Americans about the severity of the pandemic. I do not believe suspending the Constitution was wise because COVID-19 is nothing like the plague, he wrote. In response, more than 320 county medical professionals published a letter in the local newspaper asking people to stay the course and trust their health officials despite the apparent low rate of cases. Idaho has gone from less than 10 confirmed COVID-19 cases to over 1,000 cases in the last 20 days, they wrote. Our regional ICU capacity is already stretched, and the pandemic has yet to fully penetrate our area. This is a health emergency,